This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state's Democratic U.S. senators are celebrating the infrastructure bill that passed the Senate today. John Hickenlooper says Coloradans will see better roads, faster internet, and cleaner energy thanks to the bipartisan bill. Michael Bennett described it as an historic investment in infrastructure and good-paying jobs, but added that more needs to be done. And Democrats hope to do that soon with a $3.5 trillion budget resolution. Both senators also voted to begin debate on that measure. Unlike the infrastructure deal, no Republicans are planning to support it. CDOT crews continue to make progress clearing debris that's kept I-70 closed through Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has this update.
Nearly 200 loads of mud, rock, trees, and other debris were hauled out of Glenwood Canyon yesterday. And CDOT engineers say the road underneath is in relatively good condition. Good enough that the westbound road deck can carry one lane of traffic while repairs happen. The eastbound deck needs some temporary repairs, but then that too can carry a lane of traffic. There's still no set date for a limited reopening, but CDOT says it'll be days, not weeks. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And in Boulder County, anyone indoors at a school building is now required to wear a mask. The county health department cited the Delta variant as the reason behind the mask order, which extends to childcare centers and indoor recreational sites like summer camps. That policy goes into effect today. Boulder is currently in the low 90s with some sun and smoke. Vail is in the low 80s with similar conditions. You are listening to CPR News. It's 4:06.